We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The best lawyer out there for handling federal cases. I'm serious about this. Marty Dietz, longtime friend. What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Marty. How are you?
Hey, Marty. You're not surprised to know that it's very unusual to have anyone of color on a jury like this, right?
No, that's not surprising at all.
And Marty, tell me why. When I called you yesterday, you said, yeah, that's an issue. Why aren't you surprised, sir?
Well, I'm not. The main reason I'm not surprised is because after years of trying jury trials in our district, it's very rare that we have more than two or three minorities on the pool. I'm not even talking about on the actual jury. I'm talking about on the pool to select from.
Wow.
And you walk in that court, I've represented a lot of African-American defendants. Male and female. I've represented defendants from Mexico, Asian defendants, and the first stunner for any of those defendants is when they're sitting at counsel table and the potential jury pool walks in and they see how white it is. It's remarkable. And if you're a minority, you're truly not going to be adjudicated by your peers. There's no question about that in the Western District of Pennsylvania.
Hey, Marty, and sitting here like a white guy, I don't care. Who cares? But it does make a difference, does it not, sir?
Oh, it absolutely does. Part of the work that I do is I'm a member of what they call the Criminal Justice Act panel. We do court appointments. And a lot of the people that I represent are indigent. And we're basically giving back to the community when we represent these people. And, you know, they're charged with serious crimes in federal court. They're looking at serious jail time in federal court. And they think, okay, well, I'm going to have people like me adjudicate my guilt or my innocence. And they walk in that room, and it's not. And I will tell you, I don't know why it is. We base our jury pools on voting rolls.
Right.
And a lot of them are people 50 to 50 years old and older, white people 50 years old and older. And they're scared. I mean, the defendants get scared.
Hey, so folks know logistically, how does this happen? How do you end up with a room full of white folks? How?
Well, the issue raised by Bowers has been raised over time. Now, it's usually raised by an African-American defendant saying, hey, I'm not getting a cross-section of our community here. I had a choice between three African-Americans. Two of them had conflicts with their job and couldn't get off. So now I'm stuck with one that I could even possibly interview and select from. So we get here, and the problem is because we base our jury pool off voting registrations and voting rolls, the Third Circuit, which is our Court of Appeals, has ruled, hey, that's an objective standard. We're just pulling these people randomly, people who register to vote, and that's who ends up in our courtroom to be selected for juries. The problem we have is that a lot of society, and it, based on what's been filed in the Bowers case, I've learned a lot from just reading those filings, is African-Americans aren't registering to vote.
Wow.
And then when they do, they don't respond to the jury questionnaires.
Man.
So there's almost, and I don't want to use the word complacency in a critical fashion, but you know, if you want to get on a jury in the Western District of PA, you got to vote. You got to vote, and that's why we are where we are.
If you don't fill out the questionnaire, and you don't vote, there are no blacks in the jury pool.
That's exactly right. And the part of the problem is, and I'll speak as a defense lawyer here.
Right, right.
So if you do vote, and you do return the jury questionnaire, you're somebody who's in tune. I mean, you're generally somebody who wants to be involved.
Right.
And frankly, you know, I've interviewed a number of African American jurors, where by the time we were done interviewing, my client says, "There's no way I want that person on the jury." You know, I mean, some young African Americans think just because somebody's African American, I want them on the jury.
Right.
Well, there are older African Americans who have lived a long life who really look at a lot of this street crime, this street violence
right.
with a jaundiced eye,
right.
and they're not the sympathetic person you think they're going to be.
And so my girl Karen says, she said, "Marty, I don't care. I'm black, but I'll convict someone. I'll send him to die."
I've seen it happen. I mean, I've been involved in cases where they're, you know, where I'm not going to let them take over our streets anymore, and it's sad. It's sad because if we had I can tell you if I was able to walk into a jury selection room and I could see a 50% breakdown between minorities and whites,
right?
I can tell you I got a pretty damn good chance of getting acquitted.
Oh, I get it.
But when you're getting 2 or 3 out of 100 or 200 people,
man,
the odds are, as an aside, what surprised me about this case is that we have a white defendant raising the issue. It's the first time I've ever seen that.
Marty Dietz, you're the absolute best. Thanks, brother.
All right, man. Be good.
It's amazing stuff.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.